Welcome to the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Wednesday morning, December 24, 2025, and we have a lineup of leadership and management headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Michelle Kam calls for greater support and education in navigating Canada's urban housing shift. Real estate broker and industry leader Michelle Kam is calling for greater support and education in navigating Canada's urban housing shift. With condos, lofts, and townhomes dominating new construction in major cities, Kam emphasizes the importance of understanding how these changes impact long-term housing stability and affordability. More than 70% of new homes in Toronto are condos, reflecting a 30% increase in high-density housing across Canada over the past decade. Kam advocates for more accessible housing resources, better municipal communication, and stronger buyer literacy to help people make informed decisions in a rapidly evolving market. As urban areas like Toronto are expected to grow significantly, Kam's career rooted in leadership and adaptation highlights the importance of staying curious and informed. Canadians can prepare for modern urban housing by learning about condo fees, visiting neighborhoods at different times, asking questions early, focusing on lifestyle fit, and staying informed about development plans in their city.
Paul Arundel urges industry shift from speed to systems in new feature interview. Paul Arundel, a respected quality executive with over 30 years of experience, emphasizes the importance of shifting from speed to systems in technical fields like healthcare and manufacturing. Arundel's career has focused on building scalable quality systems that reduce errors and improve consistency. He warns against sprint-style workflows in high-risk environments, advocating for simple, scalable, system-based workflows instead. By turning complex forms into visual checklists and addressing process friction, teams can deliver better results. Arundel encourages professionals to track where work gets stuck, create shared systems, and train for understanding. He believes that true productivity comes from fixing what slows us down, not just moving faster. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this of NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.